Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm filling in for Bradley today. Again, live from the bunker here in the U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. If you want to find us online, we give this out all the time just to make you aware, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and also SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can follow Bradley on Facebook at Bradley Dean, Bradley double E, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and also Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Now, I realize we have a lot of people out there talking about this debate last night. I kind of chuckle because oftentimes what we find in the debates that take place now are nothing like what took place in the days of our forefathers 200 years ago, where guys had plenty of time. In fact, they would be given hours to explain a particular position, a solution for that, and people had to think on it. They weren't given sound bites. They weren't doing things of the nature of just trying to get the crowd to cheer for them, but they had to actually present step-by-step solutions to whatever the problems they were that they were facing. And today, we're given people with nice hair makeup and sound bites. And sadly, that seems to work for some people. But I've been going in between editing and writing some articles this morning and watching the debate. I'm about halfway through. I've watched the first hour. And there are some good things that come out of it. There are some constitutional issues that are brought up that are good. There are some things that need to be addressed that haven't they keep getting glossed over. They keep getting talked about, but there's no resolve to. One of them is the issue of immigration. So I'm glad those things come to the forefront for people to talk about. But we need to understand that when we're looking for a president, there are specific guidelines. And I would like to see some of these debates focus on, do you even know what the job requirement is? And I'm going to talk a little bit about that today and maybe move into completing my thoughts that I had earlier in this week regarding some of the end times madness. But going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, goodness, Bradley has a new article out today called America's Reprobate Cecil Loving Youth. And you want to check that out. I think that G.K. Chesterton said it best, where there is animal worship, there is human sacrifice. Some of these reprobate people have followed right down the line of Romans 1. They have rejected the Creator. They failed to honor God as God. And instead, they put in this place you know, creeping things, the creation, four-legged beasts, and even two-legged ones. And they worship them rather than the God who has created them, the one who is worthy of honor. And sadly, these people who are attacking this dentist up there in Minnesota and all of these things, their outrage is because they don't have a sure foundation based on the Word of God and their Creator. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, yesterday was the fourth anniversary of the downing of Extortion 17. We lost 30 American lives, largest loss of life in the Afghan War. Almost two dozen Navy SEALs were killed. And we get some trickle of that in the media, but we're still recognizing there was a cover-up. In fact, I spoke with Don Brown, who we've had on for an hour or so last night, listened to his interview on Pete Santilli, and also spoke with him a little bit this morning, continuing to try to get the word out so that families can have some answers, some real answers, and justice can be brought to those who were negligent and those who were involved in the cover-up now. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we told you about Lieutenant Commander Timothy White, a gentleman who tried to shoot back at the Islamic jihadist in Chattanooga, defend lives, defend himself. The Navy was looking to charge him for that because he illegally discharged his firearm on federal property. Now, this is a man who has fought for our God-given rights and to protect those, and yet, like so many in the military, they want to remove those rights from those men. Check that out. Now the Navy has confirmed they will not charge him, and that's due large in part to the American people standing up and saying, we will not have this. You will not do this to this man, and your voice wins the day. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just put this up. A community gathers at a veteran's home to stop the feds from confiscating his guns. You got to check that out. The community band together. There were even some local representatives who band together with the people and stood in the man's yard. Now, the Veterans Affairs wanted to back off from that and say, oh, we don't have authority. Well, you're right. They don't have authority to do it, but they had sent him a letter saying that they were coming for his guns. And they also assume they have the authority to stop him from obtaining more guns. So this is a usurpation. The Second Amendment is very clear. The rights of the people shall not be infringed, and that's particular with arms. So the federal government, this guy can be a raving lunatic, but it's not the federal government's responsibility to deal with him. It is not within their jurisdiction. It has not been granted to them. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have Pamela Geller with her article, The First Republican Debate, The Winners and Losers, and also Suzanne Hamner has weighed in on that. The Fox Top 10 Republican Candidate Debate, full of fluff and stuff. And there was a lot of fluff and stuff there, and there were some good things in the mix as well. You can check those out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also from Brian Fisher at sonsoflibertymedia.com, don't let Boehner lie to you about defunding Planned Parenthood. Indeed, they can do something, but they don't want to fight for the people. They don't want to uphold their oath of office. And in large measure, that's why some of these murderous organizations like Planned Parenthood are getting your money. This is your money that's used to fund them. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Obama's power plant regulations, Marxist ploy to further cripple the economy. You want to stay tuned in the next segment. On the other side of the break, we're going to pick up some of the recommendations are the enumerated powers of the presidency. Let's ask our candidates what they know about that. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Sons of Liberty. I want to continue with a couple of things also from at sonsoflibertymedia.com, just some stories that you might want to make yourself aware of today. September 2015, Agenda 21, the United Nations Agenda 21, which was never formally recognized by the U.S. Senate, even though Bill Clinton really started the wheels turning with that, and you can see it in virtually every county that you live in here in the United States, you can see the outworking of Agenda 21. It will be transformed into the 2030 Agenda. Check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, Florida catches Planned Parenthood doing second trimester abortions. Frankly, abortions are murders. They're against the law anyway, but even where the law recognizes abortions, second trimester abortions in Florida are illegal. Check that out also at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And also, we have another fake hate crime. And just to be clear, all crime is hate. It's not motivated by love for your neighbor. It's always out of hate. Hate for God, hate for your neighbor, hate for anyone but yourself. It's, crime is always self-motivated. There are two lesbians who faked a crime, burned their house to the ground, then blamed it on their neighbor and said their neighbor wanted to kill them. And the judge ruled, you guys were doing this stuff and you tried to blame it on your neighbor. Now, in biblical times, there would have been a hefty price for this. You would have committed perjury. And if you're doing in the instance where it would have required the death penalty against those that you were charging and you were found to be lying, they had a rock party with you. Justice needs to be swift upon these people, because they were saying their neighbor was guilty, basically, of attempted murder. So I'm hoping that something more than just we're not going to allow the insurance company, or the insurance company isn't going to pay you. I'm hoping there'll be some swift justice that comes back on these two women here. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, the Obama Pentagon. Goodness. Too many white males are in the special forces. You believe that? too many white males are in the special forces. The guys who get in the special forces are the guys who can cut the stuff. It has nothing to do with their skin color. And yet, just like everything else that comes out of this administration, race is tied to it, and it's used to incite people at their base natures rather than look for those who can do the stuff. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. And finally, you can add Iraq and Ukraine to the list of economies that are collapsing, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Now, I'm going to talk about some of the things that you're going to be seeing for, goodness, at least another 18 months, okay? And I want you to think about this, because I'm watching these debates this morning and this afternoon, and they give the guys a whole entire minute to respond to their question. And very little of them are actually constitutional questions, for the most part. There was one exchange that I found very enlightening, and I'm sure many who watched it found. And that was one that went on between Rand Paul and Chris Christie over the issue of the Fourth Amendment. And Chris Christie, you know, he got all emotional. You know, some of the people in my state were killed in 9/11. I had to go see the families and this, that, and the other. And, you know, any of us who've been in ministry, in fact, not even if you've been in ministry, but if you've lived long enough, you've probably lost loved ones. You've probably lost friends who have died. And you go and you're compassionate towards the families and you reach out to them and you support them, this, that, and the other. It doesn't take a terrorist act to do that. And in some cases, it's things that are a result of violence. Sometimes it's deaths that occur from old age or from sickness and things of this nature. But regardless, you do those things. And Chris Christie wanted to use that as an emotional ploy to violate the Constitution, to put a dragnet out over people's phone records and their privacy in order that he might, quote-unquote, catch the terrorist. And Rand Paul called him on it. And it was that issue, that was that sticky issue of the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment, which says that you have to have reasonable cause for doing that. You've got to go obtain a warrant, and you got to put your name on the line, saying, yeah, I got reason for this, and the judge has got to sign the warrant. And that's all fine and good. Do that. But the stuff we're seeing coming out of the federal government now, since 9/11, is infringing on the people's rights. It is violating the U.S. Constitution, the Fourth Amendment. And now we're getting the talking heads talking about, well, we've got to protect us from terrorism, so we just have to have warrantless wiretaps. We have to have warrantless searches. We have to have, you know, all of this kind of stuff. And you're like, wait a minute, guys. The Constitution are chains on you. They're supposed to be binding on you, not on the people, on you. And you heard last night Chris Christie saying, that doesn't matter. We can do this because I had to hug some people and go to their funerals. Really? Is that what we want in presidents? Or do we want presidents who uphold their oath of office? Because that's the first thing they do when they take office, is I'll uphold and defend the Constitution. Okay? That means I'll wear the chains of the Constitution because they're what bind me. So, with that in mind, here's the question that I would like to see asked. In fact, there's several. One of them, excuse me, you can respond to on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As you scroll down on the right, just below the John Owen quote, you'll find, would you like to see every candidate explain the first 10 amendments? I would. I'd like to even see if they even know what they are, and then see if they even know what it means. But, of course, that's going to take more than giving them a minute to do that. But you can answer that survey there on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Would you like to see every candidate explain the first 10 amendments? I would. Let's get to where the rubber meets the road. When you have a person come in for a job interview, you find out what their qualifications are. You find out their experience. And then you tell them, here's what the job's going to require of you.
it looks like you're qualified to do these things. You can see that, and you say, are you willing to accept that job? And they say yes. Now, if you're hiring them to make, I don't know, let's take a job that I worked at. I worked down the road from where I live years ago when my wife and I first got married. It was over 100 degrees in there, and I made welder's masks. And they're basically, we made big sheets of plastic. They would be cut up into those little welder's masks, and then some of them would be left clear, some of them would be tinted, depending on what the customers wanted. But I understood what the job was. That was my job. My job was not to go in the front office and start making sales. It was to make the plastic. My job was not to go and be the manager over everybody else that I worked around. It was to make the plastic. Okay, you see where I'm going? The job of the president, though it may be one of the most powerful jobs in the world, it is also one of the most limited jobs in the world. It's limited by the Constitution. It's limited by the Constitution. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. For instance, Article 1, Section 7, Clauses 2 and 3 grants to the president the power to approve or veto bills and resolutions that are passed by Congress. Now stop right there. Is he allowed to approve bills or resolutions passed by Congress that violate their enumerated powers? No. Therefore, when you get things passed through that forces people to buy such things, oh, I don't know, such as health care or health insurance, that is a violation of the enumerated powers for Congress. Therefore, the president should veto that based on it. And if Congress comes back with even a two-thirds vote to override his veto, he should still stop the enforcement of it because it is unconstitutional. It's called doing what's right. Congress just can't make laws nilly-willy. They're not supposed to anyway. I know they do, but they're not supposed to. That's the purpose of the Constitution. Here's another one. Article 1, Section 9. It grants to the executive branch, the Treasury Department, the power to write checks pursuant to appropriations made by law. That's by Congress. So, when Congress decides it wants to fund a murderous organization such as Planned Parenthood, or as far as I'm concerned, any other health organization, those checks should be stopped by the executive branch. That's part of the balance of powers. Congress has no authority to do that. Those are enumerated powers that limit the Congress. They limit the president. On the other side of the break, we'll pick up with this and see if your presidential candidate could even answer these questions. Stay with us.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Picking up where we left off, again, I think these are things that the American people need to hear. I realize that we get hot-button issues, and I'm not saying those things are not important. Please don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I have to ask often, who puts it in our mind that those things were the most important things in the first place? Usually it's the media in some form. Whatever media outlet you listen to, usually those things are going to be hot button issues there. And, of course, that happens in the news, too. I see it. Sometimes I write on it. So I get that. But when we're looking at for putting a guy in the office of the President of the United States, there are guidelines for that office. One of the things that he does, the first thing he does before we went to break, he takes an oath before the people and before God. And part of that oath is to preserve, protect, and defend the United States. Is that what it says? No. His oath is to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Does that mean he's standing in front of a piece of paper? No, it means he holds to the limits of his office, and he does only what that office requires. Like I was working making welders' faceplates. I don't have the authority to go up and do something else unless I'm actually asked to do that. But otherwise, my job is this. This is the restraints of my job. The same thing happens to the president. And we've already given you a couple of things that he has the ability to do according to the Constitution. He's also invested, according to Article 2, Section 1, with executive power. That is from his office as president. Part of that is found in Clause 1 of Article 2, Section 2. He is considered the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, but
That is when they have been called by Congress into the actual service of the United States. And this is part of the problem that we're running into with the current administration is there's no asking Congress about anything. It's just, I'm going to go do it. Congress is going to call them up and say, well, we have international, you know, countries coming together, our allies say we need to do this and we need to do this and I'm going to go do it and I'll just send troops in Iraq. You have no authorization from the Congress at all for why any troops at all, advisors, any of that, are over there in Iraq. None. It's unconstitutional. That comes with the Congress declaring war. That's how that comes. And what, since World War II, have we even had a declaration of war? I don't think that we have. So we need to keep that in mind. And look, this is not an attack on the military. It's an issue of simply saying, look, here are people who violate their oath, whether they're in the Congress or in the executive office, and it puts people's lives in danger, namely your sons and daughters, my sons and daughters. And they do it lawlessly. They are without law. They cast off the chains of law. The president has also authorized in Article 2, Section 2, to require the principal officers in the executive departments to provide written opinions upon the duties of their offices. And we often see that when certain executive orders are given to those who are under his authority. He wants to understand certain things. He wants to be advised on those things. And then it is up to him to determine that. And it is to be within the limits and the scope of the Constitution. Article 2, Section 2 also grants the president power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, but he cannot stop impeachments of any federal judge or federal officer, including himself. So that gets to an issue where we talk about impeachment of judges. Judges can be impeached. They're only to remain in office as long as they're in good behavior. The president can be impeached. Why? If he is guilty of high crimes or misdemeanors. Misdemeanors is just the slightest infraction of the law. So he's very limited in his scope of power. Article 2, Section 2 grants to the president the power to make treaties with the advice and consent of the Senate. This is why the whole TPA issue, the Trade Promotion Authority, this is partly why it's a bad deal. The Senate is to be involved in any treaties. And that's why when we have a usurper in the office, one Barack Hussein Obama, when we have him in the office, in a free society, he is keeping the terms of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty secret. So secret that the elected officials, the people representing the people, have to go in, can't take pictures with their cell phone, they can't make notes about it, and if they do make notes, they got to throw them away. They're sworn to secrecy about what's going on there. That is unconstitutional, and it ought to be a red light for everybody that this thing is no good for America if you got to keep it secret from America. It ought to be opened up to scrutiny. After all, Mr. Obama, to follow your words, if you're not willing to reveal those things, you must have something to hide. And I think he does. Article 2, Section 2 also gives the president the power to nominate ambassadors, other public ministers and councils, federal judges, and various other offices with the advice and consent of the Senate. And we know he's already been guilty through some of his appointments of doing them unconstitutionally. That's a violation of the Constitution. There's already been a ruling on that. Do we have articles of impeachment by anybody in the Congress? No. We're still going through dog and pony shows about Benghazi. We aren't even getting one on Extortion 17. We're getting it with the IRS. We're hearing it about Hillary. We're just subjected to all of these hearings. The guys get up there, and I don't, you name your favorite conservative personality. They give you what you want to hear, but they never bring the stuff. They never bring the resolve. They never bring the justice. They don't put forward any articles of impeachment. Well, we can't get them. I think that was one of the things Trey Gowdy said when he was down here in South Carolina. He said, we can't even get 50 votes. Well, you can't get it for a lot of stuff. But those guys, if you remember, they voted almost 50 times knowing they couldn't get it through the Senate. They voted almost 50 times to repeal Obamacare in a Republican-led House. Why don't they put forth the articles of impeachment? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? It makes you wonder. Either they're compromised or they just don't have any spine. And we know many of them don't have spine. And some people say, well, it'll be politically this, that, and the other. Look, we are talking about the future of our children. We are talking about our lives right now being affected by impotent men who will not bring the law to bear on lawless people. And you better bet that when the president takes the oath, he is taking it before God. And it should mean that you can trust his word. It should mean that. Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Whatever is more than these is from the evil one. And James reiterated that. He said, but above all, my brethren, do not swear either by heaven or by earth or with an oath or any other oath. Let your yes be yes, your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. And I get it that there's an oath there. There is a swearing, but it's saying, yes, I will do what is required of me. That's what the president is to do. Additionally, Article 2, Section 2, Clause 3 grants the president the power to make recess appointments. Again, this is something that Obama has been found guilty of violating, and they expire at the end of Congress's next session. There are also other things that the president is given within the Constitution. He is given power according to Article 2, Section 3, which imposes the duty on the president to advise Congress on the State of the Union, usually happens once a year, and authorizes the president to recommend to Congress such measures as he deems fit or wise. That same section also authorizes the president on extraordinary occasions to convene one or both houses of Congress. When he asked, for instance, when he asked Congress to declare war, and if both houses cannot agree on when to adjourn, he is authorized to adjourn them to such time as he deems proper. He also is authorized to impose, or the Constitution imposes the duty upon him to receive ambassadors and other public ministers. His duty is also to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. And those laws are not willy-nilly laws. I remember Gowdy saying, well, this body writes law, and he's to follow that. Well, if it's lawful, if it's unlawful, it's not to be followed by anybody. In fact, Congress should have never written in the first place. So let's be honest about that. They shouldn't always be faithfully executed if they're not lawful, if they're not according to the Constitution. And I would say the real standard for whether or not something's lawful is according to Scripture. God's law is always the supreme plumb line from where we derive law. He is also given the duty to commission all the officers of the United States. On the other side of the break, we'll finish this up, and I want you to push for answers from your candidate. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Sue Biken. My association with Bradley Dean and his ministry has been a fantastic relationship. We love his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you enjoying Sons of Liberty? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Sons of Liberty has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/sonsofliberty. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like this show.
Hello, I'm Bradley Dean, and I want to hear from you. Visit me at gcnlive.com/sonsofliberty. That's gcnlive.com/sonsofliberty.
Final segment. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Picking up where we were leading off, those things that I gave to you, those few things that I gave to you, that's all the president has been empowered to do. Isn't that something? Those few things. And I'm sure that probably if asked, if they spoke fairly quickly and succinctly, they could answer the question, what is the president empowered to do via the Constitution? What is he empowered to do? They should be able to answer that in a minute, maybe a few seconds over if they speak a little slow. They should be able to answer that. On top of that, they should be understanding other parts of the Constitution, since that's what they're taking an oath to preserve, protect, and defend, right? They should know every word in there, know what it means, know where their authority is, know where Congress's authority is, know where the court system's authority is, and be able to uphold that Constitution faithfully. Again, I'm not asking for a guy to have every single thing just perfect. But when it comes to this office, yeah, he needs to know why he's in there, what authority he's been given, what he's not been given. If the guy can't answer that, I don't care how good a governor he's been, a representative, a senator, or even a citizen. If he doesn't understand those things, if he doesn't understand his job, why would you put him in there? And that includes if he's saying all the right things that you think he thinks needs to say. If he doesn't know the restraints of his job,
And those restraints are there for your good. They're there for your good. Not to infringe on your rights. Not to infringe on the inheritance you're saving for your children. Not to infringe on your liberty and your freedom. But to preserve it. If he doesn't know those things, if he openly says, I'll violate that, and a good expression of that was what I gave you at the beginning of the show involving the exchange between Chris Christie and Rand Paul. If he's going to tell you that, if he's going to tell you I'll do it, why would you vote for that guy? Knowing he's telling you I'm going to violate the Constitution because ABC. No, we need men of integrity. I say we need good Christian men. I'm not talking about ignorant Christian men. There are a lot of Christians out there, and I wouldn't put them in charge of feeding my dog, okay? But I'm talking about men who love the Lord. They esteem his law, much like David does in Psalm 119. They desire his word more than their necessary food. They want to understand the God of the Bible and honor him in truth. I would say that's where we need to return. And the sad part is, that is where we used to be, and we have moved away from it. Used to cannot hold office in the states prior to the Constitution unless you affirmed the authority of the Holy Scriptures and the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a simple, basic thing. And the people knew you. They knew your character. They knew how you conducted yourself in the community. And now people say, oh, there's no religious test oath. You can't be putting that on people. I can put it on because I'm a free person. I'm the one that you're asking for me to vote. You're asking for my vote. If you aren't this, don't come asking for my vote. And we need to start telling people, you've got to be men of integrity. Additionally, take you over into Exodus. And there you recall, after the children of Israel had escaped by the power of God, the hand of Pharaoh, what happened? Moses gets with his father-in-law, Jethro, and he's got a lot on him. I mean, he's got a million people who are belly aching, and they've been whining, complaining. And you know how it is, right? If you've got five people doing that, you're ready to pull your hair out. Here's Moses. He's got probably at least a million people, maybe more, that he's led out of Egypt, out from slavery. And then God's about to establish the law. He's about to set up his government there among the people. And what does Jethro tell him? He says, look, if you'll listen to me, I'll give you some counsel and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people. This is Exodus 18, verse 19. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring the difficulties to God. In other words, God has a law. He's given his law. We're not writing new laws. All we're doing is judging when there's an issue that comes up. And here's what he tells him to do. Verse 20. You shall teach them the statutes and the laws and show them the way in which they must walk and the work they must do. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness. And this was something that I think Senator Ted Cruz spoke on, even though I think he's constitutionally ineligible for the office. It is one of the things he pointed out, to speak the truth. That's part of that requirement that Jethro is giving to Moses as wisdom for men to lead. And place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all times. And it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but these smaller things they themselves shall judge. And it will be easier for you, and these guys that you appoint here will bear the burden with you. If you do this thing and God so commands you, then you'll be able to endure. And all the people will also go to their place in peace. So, probably if we were to back off we would have to ask ourselves, what is the need really for the legislative body in the first place? We know what the law is. God gave it to us a long time ago. We know what it is. Now, I realize that under our Constitution, it's for specific things of what we're going to do as a body politic for certain infrastructure things that have to be done within the country. And we can debate whether or not there's a body that's necessary for writing, quote-unquote, laws for that. But here's the thing. Self-government is just that. It's governing yourself. The only time that any government entity really needs to be dealing with people is if there's a dispute where one has harmed the other, whether it's financially, physically, or whatever. That's the place where they need to be dealing. Otherwise, the church is there to take care of the other things. They're to guide spiritually and morally. And how would you like to see a president actually take to the microphone and read from the law of God? A Josiah moment, an Ezra moment, where he would read from the law of God to the people, and he would read to them the Constitution, reminding himself of his own restraints. See, these are things that we need to start pressing on those who want our vote. We need to start pressing on them their character, their knowledge of the office that they're going to take. Not whatever the hot button issue is, per se. But do you even know what your job requirement is? There are a lot of personalities out there. And don't think for a minute that there's just Democrat and Republican to choose from. There were 153 before any Republican got in the race or a Democrat. There were like 153 people who had already signed up who are in the race for the White House 2016. My question to you, America, is this. What's the basis for why you're electing them? Is it because they're quote-unquote electable? Is it because they have a particular letter on their jersey? Is it because you like the way they look or the way they sound? Look, I've talked with people who really voted for Barack Obama because he was a black man. I've spoken with people like that. I've spoken with people who voted for Mitt Romney because, quote unquote, he was a successful businessman. That's not the requirement for being in the Oval Office. Neither one of them. It's not. And I think I've let it be made known before, years ago, 2004 election, Michael Peruca was running for the Constitution Party. He is the only candidate I have ever heard in my life who answered two questions and said, the Constitution doesn't give me that authority to do that. I would do nothing with it. He recognizes the change of the Constitution on the office that he would take should he be elected. We need to push that. May God give us the grace to uphold that again, or for those who are vying for our vote. We'll talk to you in 23. Bradley will be back on tomorrow. See ya.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order.